Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. On today's program, we'll talk with two women journalists who cover the state capitol about the alleged sexual harassment of another reporter by State Senator Pete Lucido.
And it wasn't necessarily a surprise that it happened. It was a surprise to read about it.
How an offhand comment from one lawmaker went viral and caught the attention of the nation. But first, the green ooze spilling out onto I-696 last month has become a symbol of inattention to Michigan's industrial past. The goo originated from a company called Electroplating Services in Madison Heights. The company has been running afoul of laws regulating hazardous chemicals for 20 years, but Michigan Radio has learned that the record goes farther than that, 30 years back to 1990. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton joins us. Tracy, hi there.
Hello.
Let's maybe begin, if we could, by talking a little bit about what the company Electroplating Services does.
Well, electroplating is simply a process of depositing a layer of metal on another material with electricity. So, like it sounds, electroplating. And this industry uses a lot of hazardous chemicals and results in a lot of hazardous waste. Things like heavy metals, cyanide, hexavalent, chromium, some really bad stuff. So it has to be handled and stored and disposed of properly.
Which apparently the owner of the company, Gary Sayers, did not do. When did all this start?
Well, the state of Michigan apparently knew that Gary Sayers was dumping chemicals in pits in his basement, including one that he dug into the ground, an unlined pit. As far back as July 1990, someone called the state's pollution emergency alert hotline then. But for some reason, it looks like nothing was done until a second call to that hotline 3 years later.
So a pollution emergency was basically ignored for 3 years?
It looks like it. But in 1993, the state finally took some action and started to work with Gary Sayers, the owner of Electroplating Services. That effort fails, and then MDNR, now Eagle, issues its first letter of warning to Gary Sayers in 1996.
Hmm. Did that produce any results?
So it just gets kind of crazier and crazier. Over the next 23 years, Gary Sayers and his company were issued at least 15 violation notices by the state. He was taken to court twice. It looks like state officials, with a few gaps of years here and there, were continually working with him in some way to try to get him to follow the law. And he keeps doing the same thing over and over, putting this hazardous chemicals in his factory in unlabeled and open containers and illegally taking them over to a warehouse he owned in Detroit to store them, and then dumping these hazardous materials into that pit that he had dug in the basement, and it became saturated with toxic chemicals.
How long? This is we're talking about 3 decades here.
Yes, we are.
So how many administrations is that? How
that
many people in charge?
5 successive administrations, starting in the tail end of Governor Blanchard's last term.
I'm sure this is the $64,000 question, but how did this happen?
Well, there are a fair number of explanations, I guess, that you can sort of search for. You know, basically, we lost the polluter pay law. I'm told by someone who used to work in the environmental office that the waste management division, which would have been the one most often coming into contact with Gary Sayers, was understaffed. But essentially, you know, when you have Liesl Clark saying the state was pulling its punches for too long, that seems to be the explanation here.
It's hard to imagine how that property was allowed to get and remain that way. And how did 25 years of enforcement activity still fail to rectify the situation?
Well, so Liesl Clark, the current director of the agency we now know as Eagle, the former MDEQ, actually agrees with the environmental groups that this should not have happened.
Yeah, she does. She does.
And what did she have to say about other polluted sites? I mean, if this was able to slip through the cracks, what else should we know about?
Well, she had some bad news to deliver, which is there are thousands of these sites which could potentially become another electroplating services situation. The state doesn't even know how many there are because they have such an outdated system for tracking things. So she is going to be asking the state legislature for help to purchase that system. There are more employees working on the problem now, so that's the good news.
Tracy, thank you for bringing us this update.
Sure thing.
Tracy's story will be seen online, so if you want to read more details, just head over to michiganradio.org.